This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Okay, so the text line just exploded. Half of the upset's like, take what? Do what? Everything hurts. Yeah, okay. No, I didn't understand this until you guys taught me. I learned so much from the text line. Because, you know, I do the commercials for QC Kinetics, and they've been great. I had my last treatment yesterday, which is super exciting. And I would say that one of the things you have to do, if you have joint pain, cartilage pain, Americans' bodies are starving for the building blocks of cartilage. Why? Well, because we used to, you know, hunt down the water buffalo, chase them down. We ate every bit of them. We ate the grizzle. Stuff Americans are like, that's lower collapse. We need it so bad for our joints. Our joints literally waste away. Do you know you have to replace that stuff in your body? Can you imagine if you never ate any meat or anything, you know, with the building blocks of meat, of protein? What would happen to your muscles? They'd waste away. Cartilage does the same thing. And we walk around with the joint treatments, and then you end up at QC Kinetics because now your, you know, your joint pads is gone. The cartilage is gone. Everything's wearing away. Now you got damage. Yeah, so anyway, everybody's asking, well, how do you do take what? Okay. Three simple things, okay? If you have joint pain, and especially if you're in pain to get treated for joint pain and you haven't done this, you got to do this. I guarantee you some of it will at least decrease. All right, at least I'm not a doctor. I'd be surprised if it didn't. And you guys taught me this, just texting me and saying, Terry, you got this pain. Are you eating enough cartilage? Well, unless you want to go chew on grizzle on meat, which I don't. Three things you need to do. Glucosamine with MSM. It's glucosamine HCI with MSM. Take that. Bone broth is amazing. Not chicken broth. Bone broth. It's got a ton of protein in it. It's got a ton of collagen in it. And then you go on Amazon. Get yourself a high quality collagen protein shake. And depending how starved your body is, it's either going to take a month or 2 months. You'll start to notice something. Folks, I take the glucosamine HCI with MSM every single day. And if I miss a day, I know I missed it. I'll be like, oh yeah, I didn't take it. I can feel it. It will come right back. Now, I would start all that on the same day because you'll be cursing me. You'll be on the toilet. But, you know, I'll work in the bone broth once or twice a week now. And I'll, you know, I'll have the protein shake maybe once a week. That's it. Texter writes, so proud of both of you for strength training. It's the most effective exercise as we age. Another texter writes, Big Pharma planned on that, so they told Americans to stop eating what was actually healthy so they could sell more medicine. Texter writes, I enjoy hearing you talk about your kids. And finally, texter writes, thanks for the health tips. Very helpful. Okay, folks. Tom Tillis. Jerk that he is, Rhino, may have just hit upon the solution. And we thank him for that. You see what Trump just did overnight? This is so much bigger than even it appears. He is doing a temporary appointment of Judge Jeanine Pirro. 120 days, she's going to run the D.C. Prosecutor's District. And that's because Tom Tillis has decided he cannot have an honest prosecutor in Ed Martin. Over that district. Okay. To understand what the big fight is over here, if you're hearing about this, why are we fighting about this? Okay, the DC district has jurisdiction over criminal prosecutorial jurisdiction over the swamp, our intelligence agencies. It has, All this fraud, waste, and corruption the DOGE is finding? Again, over 33%, over a third of the disbursements they're now finding that are gone out are improper. We shouldn't be paying them. That's a massive amount of fraud. Do you notice how as soon as DOGE finds it, Tillis is like, you know, now that I think about it, we really can't have Ed Martin as a prosecutor. You think that's not connected? And it's not. It is. It's connected. So the swamp is demanding a corrupt prosecutor like Bill Barr was. He covered up Hunter Biden's crimes so that Joe Biden could win instead of prosecuting them, which is what he should have done, prosecuted the entire Biden family, including Joe Biden, who we now know from the IRS whistleblowers was the big guy and they knew it the whole time. So did Bill Barr. So look, these folks on the Hill have seen about a quarter of Trump's appointments are they're bad. They are anti-MAGA, anti-freedom, anti-American, and they hate him. And so they're hoping, you know what, if we just say no to Ed Martin, we'll do the thing where we're not going to confirm him and we'll force Trump to appoint someone whose name we give him, like Bill Barr, and then the lawfare can start again and we could spend the rest of the Trump administration with the D.C. prosecutor trying to put the entire Trump team in prison. They thought they had this figured out. Well, yesterday, Trump said, okay, I'm going to do another 120-day appointment. It's going to be Jeanine Pirro. Watch what he did, though. This is the key part. Ed Martin, who they did not want, which tells you he's a good guy. Ed Martin goes over to the Department of Justice to lead the weaponization working group. What do you think he's going to do? Folks, there have been post-interviews, all this. Martin was working on several deep state cases. And so here's what he's going to do. He's going to coordinate. Now, the downside of this is if we have to put a new prosecutor in, new federal prosecutor over D.C. in every 120 days, and maybe we do, unfortunately, it's going to take probably 30 days for that person just to even get up to speed. But we keep Ed Martin around, and he helps them, and he shadow works for the prosecutor's office there in D.C. This could work. You know what? We'll just go through the whole. You know what? And then I started thinking about this. Then I was like, well, wait a minute. Why don't we go ahead and just appoint the next 2, 3, 4, 5 honest prosecutors to the D.C. working group? They can all work on the criminal cases together. That way, when it's their turn to step into the office, they'll be up to speed. And you know what the beautiful thing is about it? Think about this for a minute. This is actually better than running them through the extremely corrupt Senate. You know why? They don't have to make any promises to senators. They don't have to get approved by senators. Trump can appoint whoever he wants. And you know what I'd do if I was him? Each one would get worse. You know who'd be next? After Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine? Rudy Giuliani would be next. That's who'd be next. We can do this all day long. We can do this for the next 4 years. I like the idea better. Keeps them insulated from the political process. Don't have to go make corrupt senators like Tom Tillis a whole bunch of promises in order to get to vote. And you know what it does? It keeps the media off balance too, because man, it'd take him 60 days to work up a story trying to take out that prosecutor. Some bunch of lies, fake scandals. Oh man, by the time they get the story worked up, that person's back to the working group with Ed Martin. I like this. And you know what? If I'm Trump, I'm picking my next 4 or 5. You know what? Let's let Matt Gaetz do a turn. He'd be great. Let's do that. I think Ken Paxton should do 120 days. That would be fantastic. Put them all in a working group. Let them all get working on these cases. They'll step right in, step right out. No control for the swamp. Tom Tillis, honey, you screwed up. Douchebag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Folks, take a listen to this. Hamas has infiltrated our college campuses, which is incredible because they are a designated terror group. They should not be operating here. And when I say our college campuses, if left up to the left, will become bona fide terror recruitment centers. Well, in the beginning of the week, I was saying will. Now I guess I could use past tense. Listen to this clip from Laura Ingraham's show. And you'll see what I'm talking about.
And nearly 80 masked Hamas sympathizers, a note on what happened in Colombia last night, were mostly women. They were arrested after storming and taking over the library at Colombia. They don't care if people study because they apparently don't. Reportedly handing out pamphlets lionizing an alleged Palestinian terrorist.
So I was inside the library at the time that people first started entering, and I watched like 20 or 30 people start running in with keffiyehs and flags. And then as people started running in, people from around the floors and in that room started joining in on the protests. They had brought in bags and bags of keffiyehs and flags so people could join in.
Praising the terrorist? Folks, that's recruitment. That's material support for a terror group. When you are here on a student visa, and some of them were, and you're doing that, and look at how violent this is getting. Look what they're doing. They're trying to recruit others. You want to know how this ends? It's only a matter of time before the bombs start. There's going to be bombings. And then we're going to end up finding cells. There'll be cells operating out of these universities if there aren't already. I mean, look, the original guy this started over, Khalil, Moshe Khalil, he formed two groups, one of whose stated purpose was the destruction of Western civilization. Now, the left hears that on a visa application. They're like, wow, this guy's smart. We got to get him to campus right away, even though he's going to need a remedial math class. And he only reads at the sixth grade level. We got to get him to the Ivy League now. We can learn a lot from that guy. Folks, I've been explaining this all week. All of this is related. All of it. You're watching the merger of the left and Iran. Hamas is a proxy group of Iran. They love each other. Folks, when you have these violent protests and they're marching in the street, and I can't play this enough times, even John Kirby, spokes hack for Joe Biden, admits, yeah, Iran's funding them. You mean the designated state sponsor of terror? How is that legal? Iran is funding grassroots violent marches by the Democrat Party and its minions? Yeah. Yeah, they are. You're watching the merger of the Democrat Party and Iran. If you're wondering, why is Trump expending all this political capital going after these universities? He's ripping the Democrat Party and Iran apart at the grassroots. Why is he so motivated? Because Trump believes they tried to kill him. He believes that.
There have been two assassination attempts on my life that we know of, and they may or may not involve, but possibly do, Iran. In the first case in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI has been unable to open the three potentially foreign-based apps.
They eventually were able to open them. And then the devastating news that the assassin that we now have in custody, he was actually recruiting other people to kill Trump. His visa was approved by the FBI. Special visa category. They met him at the airport. They let him in. Then he overstayed the visa and they just let him wander around. They finally picked him up when he was leaving the country the weekend to Butler. What would you think if you were Trump? Now look back over the news this week. Because this ain't the Trump of the last term. Listen to how he talks about Iran. Now he's talking about their nukes in this one. He's talking about specifically the nuclear facilities.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up, but blow them up or just denuke them.
Isn't the U.S. position that Iran can have an enrichment program as long as it doesn't reach a weapons?
We haven't made that decision yet. We will, but we haven't made that decision yet.
Now, a less sophisticated left winger would say he's trying to punish them and get them back. No. What is the ultimate act that you could do? Act of war on a country. You assassinate its leader. What does all this mean? Trump suspects there's a nexus here between Iran and his enemies on the left. Let's put it that way. By the way, you know, he signed an executive order to get the background on who Crooks was talking to overseas, on who Ryan Ruth was talking to. He's never been able to get it. Neither has Congress. Over 30,000 pages they requested. Not one single damn page. Trump is talking to Iran like that. And we have people on our side now. I see this all the time. It drives me crazy because they don't get it. Why is Trump on war with Iran? He's trying to protect Israel. No, he's trying to stay alive and make sure every Republican after him can too. Israel will be fine. That's not what this is about. Now, he's always been an ally of Israel, but that's not what this is about. He's trying to stay alive. He's telling them over and over and over, I will annihilate your nuclear facilities, and that's bare minimum. And that is only if, I will do that if I don't get the deal I want with you to disarm. And he's right. He's now saying, if you listen to that, it's always been U.S. foreign policy, Republican, Democrat, or lie. Like, well, Iran, I mean, you can't turn the lights out. I mean, you gotta let them have civilian nuclear facilities. And Trump's saying, I don't think I will anymore. Why? Because they could just as easily use them to enrich uranium for a bomb. When you see the Democrat Party merging, like they are, like that clip I just played you, they're on our campuses, okay? Why? Because the Democrats backdoor let them in using student visas. They intend to merge with them. They like their violence. They want them bombing things in America. They want Republicans afraid of giving speeches because something might blow up. And they can go, well, that's just that. Those Hamas guys again, such a shame. Hey, you want to go to the march this weekend with the rest of the Democrat grassroots? Trump sees it so clearly, and I see Trump seeing it, and it's so obvious what is happening here. You can't leave them with nukes because the Democrats will go back to funding them again. And what happens when they kill the next Democrat president? I mean, Republican, they're not going to touch a Democrat. What happens when they kill the next Republican president? Folks, they've already sent two assassins. We got them both in custody. The Ayatollah of Iran issued a fatwa, that is a death notice, a death sentence on Donald Trump and his cabinet from the 2016 election. His first cabinet. On Twitter, unequivocal. I condemn you to die. We're going to kill you. You can't let that country have nukes. Why? Because you might have to blow them up. The whole landscape is different now, and none of this has anything to do with Israel. This is ensuring that a future Republican president, maybe J.D. Vance, can serve without being killed. Because let me tell you what, they're going to send another Iranian assassin too. And you know what? I know what I'm getting right now. Oh, Tara, you know, the deep state was behind this. That's why they won't give Trump the information, not Iran. No, I think Iran was behind this too. And you know who else does? Trump. Trump is looking for any reason to blow up those nuclear facilities. You know what I say? Do it. Do it. Blow them up. They can't. Folks, the Democrats will go right back to funding them. Over 200 strikes by the Houthis, by the way, on our ships, including our military vessels and also our cargo ships. Biden did almost nothing. What do you think it'd be after 4 more years of Democrat rule? They're marching in the streets together, folks. Is that not enough? We got to get them the heck out of this country. The good news is Marco Rubio is over 2,000 visas pulled. Keep going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.